I've really enjoyed writing it very much. I felt I was sort of trying to communicate things that to me were important. I tried to write it not as a textbook, but at the same time I wanted it to be useful for students, although not the textbook. And it's a tricky thing to do, but I think very well worthwhile, actually. And I don't mind, you know, if a science book has some jokes in it. I think it's okay as long as it gets the idea over. So I got this book out in really quite an austere period of time, not very long after the war, lavishly illustrated, which for a book on visual perception is pretty important, you know. And that's sort of how it happened. And then I enjoy the process of writing, having a conversation with oneself and realising in the middle of the night one has been a complete idiot about something, you know. It's just the same as somebody else calling you an idiot. You sort of shudder. You think, God, how could I have been so dense? Exactly the same sort of thing. But to my mind, this discussion with yourself when you're writing is really what makes one a creative person, if that's possible to be. And it stops one being too arrogant, taking oneself too seriously, because oneself is criticising oneself, and a little bit of oneself might be quite pleased, but on balance you realise it's never going to be that amazing. But at the same time you keep going because of the fun of the conversation in your own head. This is sort of what's happening, I think.